Even as the authorities prevented mourning processions in some parts of Srinagar, the capital city of Indian-administered Kashmir, urban rallies were held in parts of the region. Thousands of mourners, including women and children, poured into the streets, beating their chests and reciting elegies and hymns to pay tribute to the martyrs of Karbala. Arbaeen marks the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, grandson of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions, in the deserts of Karbala, presently in Iraq, in 681 AD. Paying glorious tributes to the martyrs of Karbala, the mourners said, these commemorations are aimed at renewing their pledge of allegiance to the teachings and ideals of Imam Hussein and his loyal companions, who sacrificed their lives to safeguard the true essence of Islam.
Karbala teaches us that numerical strength does not matter if your cause is righteous. At the end of the day, truth shall always strive and falsehood is bound to perish.
Humanity shall always remain in debt to the martyrs of Karbala and their leader Imam Hussein. They gave their lives to uphold human values, civil liberty, truth and justice.
The mourning gatherings were also addressed by religious scholars who threw light on the philosophy and significance of Imam Hussein's uprising. The participants raised slogans in favor of the oppressed people of the world. They condemned India's move to strip Kashmir of its special status and New Delhi's crackdown on the region's political leaders and activists. The mourners also criticized certain Muslim countries for playing into the hands of enemies and shedding the blood of their own brothers in faith.
We see how innocent people, including children, are being killed in Yemen, and the world watches like mute spectators. Enemies want us to fight each other, and that's exactly what's happening.
Karbala is the biggest unifying factor. It inspires us to fight against evil and tyranny.
These mourners have defied restrictions and have taken to the streets to pay tribute to the martyrs of Karbala. They expressed solidarity with the oppressed people of the world and also vowed to fight for freedom and justice. Sayyidi Safi reporting for Press TV, Indian Control, Kashmir.